Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog, Discord server, MeWe group. There's a fucking Instagram. I gotta figure out what the hell's wrong with that. I don't quite understand. I blame Pex, because somebody has to. So as I mentioned yesterday, Rach and I, and of course, Donka the Dachshund, are currently in the Pocono Mountains, northeastern PA. And we spent this morning home shopping?
I guess so.
Okay. And in a community that has an RPG group on the calendar, which is pretty freaking awesome, and yoga for Rach. Mm-hmm. But and we looked at two homes. They were when I say side by side, not literally side by side, but the properties are adjoining, so they are next to each other. And here's the thing, no comparison. One property blows away the other by far. It has the intangibles.
By very far.
By very far. It has the intangibles and the tangibles.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, as we're not playing, we're not going to show our hand to the realtors, nice as they were, because their job is to sell. And I worked retail for 8.5 years before I became a cop and retired from that profession. But when you work in retail, especially if it's commission or sales incentive meaning, yes, you get a salary, but you get more of a salary if you make a sale, similar to realty. Now, there are very few, I don't want to say occupations, but there are very few situations in a retail environment where you can negotiate, you can make a deal, you can haggle. Listen, today's day and age, one of them is buying a home, the other is buying a car. You know, when you go to, you know, Best Buy, you're not going to get a chance to haggle on that computer. You might think you are.
Generally, stores with windows, you can't really haggle.
Right, so, you know, it's not like you're going to be going down probably to the Bahamas or Jamaica and going to a straw market and,
yeah.
You know, but here, almost immediately, I'm going into, they want X, we're going to offer Y, and then see where we come in, because that's the whole thing. You know when you're buying a home that the sticker price, the price that is initially there, you know that if they get that, they'll be fucking thrilled, but they're not expecting it, all right? They're expecting you to...
They know we're going to try a current lowball.
Yes. Now, and why is that? Because there's a lot of variables when it comes to buying a house. When you're buying a car, the variables are there. They're not the same variables as buying a house. So you can kind of haggle a little bit, but when you're playing in a fantasy role-playing game, right, you're going to buy that suit of armor, buy that longsword, or especially if it's one that's better than average, are you going to take the price that's on the shelf? No! Your character wants to haggle. Oh, wait a second, that masterwork longsword that's +1 to hit? Oh, wait, he wants 150 for it? I'll offer 75. Oh, well, he acts like he's really offended and says, all right, well, I'll do you a favor. I'll give it to you for 140. And then you go, well, you know, I see some fingerprints and tarnish on this. How about we make it 100 and call it a deal? Oh, you insult me and my mother and every ancestor I've ever had. I'll give it to you for 125 and cut me own throat, Dibbler, if you That was from Terry Pratchett's writing. He was the one that was selling rats on a stick. But of course, rats on a stick, I don't think were unique to Terry Pratchett's universe of Discworld. I believe they were in a Tunnels and Trolls adventure first. But I digress. Haggling is an art form that, for the most part, has been long lost. I mean, I did watch my mother when I was younger.
She's good.
I watched her haggle in the jewelry district in Manhattan. It was interesting and educational, to say the least. And it's a fine line between showing interest and showing disdain. But when we play our characters, a lot of times, we get into this mode where we have to haggle. You want to haggle over that potion of healing. I mean, some of us, sure. Oh, all right, the cleric wants 100 gold pieces for it. What's the book value? 100 gold pieces? Sure, I'll play it. But many of us, we want to haggle. I don't know if it's human nature. We want to feel like we're getting a deal. I worked retail for 8.5 years. I worked electronics. We could not make a deal. The price that the department store said it was for the TV or the VCR or the stereo equipment was what it was. There was no deal to be made. But people wanted it. Because I guess back then, you know, The Wiz, Crazy Eddie, other discount stores in New York City, they would jack up the price so they could play with the price. But we couldn't do that in a department store. But there is something energizing about the idea of haggling. The idea that, wow, they wanted X, yet I got it for Y. I got it for less gold on the dollar, or I got it, I got the better deal. I got news for you. As long as they sold it to you, guess who probably got the better deal? The person that sold it. You might have gotten a good deal, but nobody selling is going to generally come out on the losing end.
Here's another rule about this type of shopping.
Yes, Rich.
If you see the same thing that somebody else has, don't ask them how much they paid for it, because you'll be kicking yourself.
Well, you know what?
That's not going to happen in the house, I mean. it's happened many times for people in like these open-air markets where, you know, you pick up the little artisan's creation.
And they haggled and you didn't?
And they haggled better than you. Or, you know, you haggled better than them. Sometimes it works out your way, but just, you know, that was one of the rules that they kind of gave you before they turned you out into the markets in Mexico. They was like, don't ask somebody else who has the same thing how much they paid.
You might not want the answer. And
you
now,
might not.
And now, remember, the person selling, even if you get a good deal, you can almost be guaranteed they've made a profit off it. Mm-hmm. If not off your piece, then prior, and now everything they're selling is still pure profit, even if it's less than what they paid per item. So that doesn't apply to housing, but you got to think about that as your character. Okay, when you're haggling, if you want to get a good deal, you have to be ready to walk away. Rachel's like, that doesn't apply to houses. I like the one house that we saw, and I want to make an offer. I'm not going to walk away. It applies to if you really want to get that deal, you have to be willing to walk away and then find another deal. It's as simple as that. Your PCs, your characters, you as the player, have to be able to do that. It's that simple. I mean, you might annoy some GMs by looking to haggle, but
see, that's why you're making me do it.
Yes, Rach, it's a gaming experience for you. I want you in tip-top shape for TotalCon. Okay, you have to be there in fighting spirit, ready to kick ass and get better deals. Actually, maybe you can do that at TotalCon.
Well, they usually give pretty good deals when you're there. Like, Especially if they like you and they know you like their art. They're like, oh, here.
Yeah, the vendors.
I'll give you this, you know.
So that does carry over to real life.
Yeah,
and gaming.
Like, oh, thank you so much for liking it, you know.
See, Rachel's already setting herself up. She's like, I'm going to get some deals at Dollar God. So, folks, listen. I'm recording this on my iPad. And recording on the iPad works pretty well for the Anchor. Doing blogs on the iPad. This has been an experimental week, and I'm trying to see how this shit goes. How light I can travel at conventions. It's not going to be as light as I had hoped. But we're working on it. As always, if you like what you're listening to, if you enjoy the podcast, and you're listening on... Excuse me. There, I've not done that in the podcast yet. I'm channeling my son.
It's a landmark episode.
It's a landmark episode. If you're listening on...
of 10 Cars
Apple Podcasts or other various podcasts. Catchers. Right? They call them podcatchers. Please, you know, leave a review. Don't leave a review on a belch. It's a horrible belch. It doesn't stand up to the quality that I'm sure I could do if I was properly prepared. But leave a review, leave some feedback, and tell your friends. You might not want to tell your family if they're easily offended by curse words.
Or belching.
Or belching. But belching is a rarity. Cursing is not. Okay? Foul bodily functions, rarity. Foul language, pretty fucking common. Okay? Rach, are you okay?
Yes.
All right. You're gonna survive to the end of this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're just checking.
Yeah.
On that note, folks, as always, be safe, be well, God bless, roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow, I believe 7 p.m., Tim Shorts, Gothridge Manor. 7 p.m. Eastern, we should be recording in the Tankhurst Tavern Discord server. And if we get home early enough, I may go to the pub with Rach and have a pub lunch, which might mean intoxication.
Yeah, probably not a lunch, maybe the supper.
As long as we're back by 7, so I can, like, you know, be intoxicated while interviewing Tim at a fireside chat. All right, on that note, folks, mañana. Be good.